It's Monday, May 5th, 2025, and from Dallas, Texas, this is World Missionary Evangelism on the Air. In a few moments, Daniel Moore looks at the parable of the Good Samaritan. But before we hear from WME's president, will you please listen to this important message? If you're going through a tough time, if you need someone to pray with you or pray for you, the World Missionary Evangelism Prayer Line is there for you Monday through Thursday during our normal operating hours. You can reach the prayer line by calling this number, 1-214-942-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. Don't hesitate to call if you need prayer. The prayer line is there for you. It's one of the services World Missionary Evangelism offers those who are listening to our radio broadcast or reading our publications. Once again, to reach the WME prayer line, call 1-214-942-1678.
God bless you, WME family. Welcome back to this time of Bible study where we come together to look at God's Word. The parables of Christ with special emphasis in the Gospel of Luke. And when we look at the parables, the disciples asked Jesus about the parables, why he spoke in parables. And in Matthew 13:10, we see that Jesus explained to them that people had eyes to see, but they didn't have a clear vision. They had ears to hear, but they weren't understanding what they were hearing. And so he speaks to them in parables to open up their understanding, to open up their vision. And so the parables being an earthly story with a spiritual meaning. That being said, Jesus came to where the people were at. He wanted to bring them revelation. He wanted to bring them truth. It's not just about empowering or having a feel-good moment or making a person feel good about themselves. It was a listen. It was a teaching. And so he used parables to teach truths. And one of my favorite parables, and the parable that we'll be looking at today, is found in Luke chapter 10, verse 25. And this is the parable of the Good Samaritan. And this parable speaks to our heart today. It challenges us today. Even though this was back and forth between Jesus and a lawyer, this speaks to our heart today. This challenges us today. See, when we look at the Word of God is not to be read as a history book, as a sequence of events, or as interesting stories that are taking place. No, the Word of God speaks to our heart today. The Word of God, it deals with us today. And so, as we look at this parable of the Good Samaritan, beginning in Luke chapter 10, verse 25, it says, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, 'Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'" Now, the scripture here lets us know that he was being disingenuous. He was not being honest. The Bible says he rose up but to tempt him. So it really wasn't coming from the heart. He didn't really want eternal life. But him being a lawyer wanted to challenge Christ. He wanted to challenge him on the topic of eternal life. There are so many people today who come before the Lord. They already have their premeditated beliefs and thoughts. They're not coming to the Lord with honesty. They're not coming before the Lord with a broken heart. They're not coming before the Lord with that heart of repentance. They're coming to the Lord in the same way that this attorney came to the Lord. He challenged him. He wanted to test him. He wanted to debate him. And many people come before the Lord in that spirit of debate, of wanting to challenge the Lord. Well, the Bible says this, but why is this happening? Or the Bible states this, but Why is it that we have to do this? So this young man who was a lawyer came to Christ with that challenging spirit to tempt him, saying, Master, what shall we do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered him and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. And to me, that speaks of total commitment. To me, that speaks of all or nothing. To me, when the Word of God says that's a total compromise. See, we're not living for God halfway. We're totally devoted. We're sold out to God. It's all God or nothing. It's we're going all the way or we're not going at all. And so when the scripture says, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, heart has to do with your passion. Heart has to do with your soul. Heart has to do with your inner man. When you give your heart, you give your everything. That's your inner man. With all thy soul and with all thy strength. Your strength is your physical ability, your body, your flesh. It's a total commitment here that we read. And with all thy mind, your intellect. Many times we want to serve God with our heart, but our intellect doesn't let us advance, doesn't wants us to question God, wants us to question the things of God. And so it says, with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And thy neighbor as thyself. And here, of course, it speaks of the love that we should have for others. And he said unto him, and this is the lawyer, and he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This is Jesus responding to the lawyer, and he said, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. So Jesus commends him on giving the correct answer. And you notice that the lawyer responded biblically. So being a lawyer, he was well prepared. Being a man of education, he knew how to debate. He had debate where he wanted to challenge Christ. He wanted to test him. And so he knew what he was talking about to a certain degree. And Jesus tells him, You answered correctly. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And as we read this, we have to put ourselves in this place. And he wanted to justify himself. He said, Who is my neighbor? He wanted to justify himself. So many people today, instead of asking for forgiveness, instead of asking for the Lord's guidance, instead of pleading with the Lord for his help, they want to excuse themselves. They want to challenge him. Well, God, if you're God, why did this happen? Well, God, if you're God, how come this happened? And so they come to God and they want to challenge him. They want to debate him. They want to try to find a fault in God. And you're not going to find a fault in God. You're not going to be able to challenge the Almighty. You're not going to be able to question the great God of all the universe, the Ancient of Days, the great I Am, the Savior, the Healer, the Deliverer. And so many people have this attitude when they come before the Lord to debate, to challenge God and what did God say. And remember, this came straight from the mouth of the enemy when the enemy wanted to question God, when he wanted to sow doubt into Adam and Eve. And he said, Has God really said this? And we're going to continue to look at this parable. We're going to continue to study, so don't you go anywhere and join us tomorrow as we continue this Bible study looking at the Good Samaritan. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I just ask that you bless our WME family and that you be with them throughout this week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In developing nations, one of the greatest concerns is water. Water is the leading cause of death for the elderly and the very young. And for more than 60 years, World Missionary Evangelism has been involved in drilling and digging water wells to save lives and enhance communities. If you, your family, your Bible study group, your Sunday school class, your church, or even a business organization would like to find out more about how you can help provide a community with a water well. Once again, the cost is $3,500 and up, depending upon location and depth of the well. Then why don't you call and ask for information at this number, 1-214-942-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. Or go to our website to find out more information. It's www.wme.org. That's www.wme.org. In the month of May, World Missionary Evangelism is offering you the opportunity to receive absolutely free the wonderful book, Worry Less, Pray More, A Woman's Devotional Guide to Anxiety-Free Living by Donna K. Maltese. Whether you worry about work, your relationships, finances, the turmoil of the world, or something more, this devotional guide will help you alleviate your anxiety-inducing thoughts as you learn to live in the freedom of Almighty God, who offers calm for your harried soul. As you read the devotionals and prayer, you grow even closer to the anxiety reliever himself, who will transform your anxious heart into a heart overflowing with peace. You can have this book absolutely free by writing to us today and requesting our May offer at WME, Post Office Box 660800, that's 660800, Dallas, Texas, 75266.
If you would like to find out more about World Missionary Evangelism, our people, and our programs, why don't you go visit our website at www.wme.org.
It is through your faithfulness, prayers, and generous letters that make this worldwide outreach for Christ possible. Please include your prayer request in your letters. Here is our mailing address, WME, Post Office Box 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Our telephone number for information, our prayer line, or giving gifts using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express is 1-214-942-1678. For our listeners in Canada, our address is WME, Post Office Box 6088, Fort St. John, British Columbia, V1J4H6. You can find us online at www.wme.org.